Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. DC Man of God coming to you from July the 9th, Saturday Night Live. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord tonight. I'm just going to put on some music. We're going to worship God for a minute, and then I'm going to come back, open up prayer, bring a short word, open up the prayer lines for prayer and strengthening of the body of Christ. That's why I'm here. That's what I do. So God is good, and he will be glorified through it. Amen. Amen. Let's worship it.
You
For this existence.
Praise the Lord, saints. Father, I just thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne today with boldness. Speak to your sheep. Speak to your people, Lord. I ask you to empower me right now. Speak to these clay lifts, oracles from heaven. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Have encourage them, strengthen them. Bring whatever is needed, God. You're the God of all possibilities. You can do anything, but you can do anything but fail. So I thank you, God, that you're able to do it all. That you're willing to do it all. You're willing to bless us and strengthen us. So no matter what country or city they state they might be in, Lord, if they accidentally log on to the show tonight,
that you would soak them with your everlasting love and your kindness and your strength for them, God, that they would be strengthened by the power of the Holy Ghost and bring closer to you. And they would let go of their flesh, let go of the sin nature, let go of whatever is hindering them, holding them back in any way, shape, form, or fashion, that your will be completely done in their lives. I speak blessings over them, the blessing of Abraham over them right now in the name of Jesus. You said blessing, you would bless them, multiplying, you would multiply them. So, Lord, do it, because your will, it's your will, it's your will, it's your will to do it. It's your will to bless your people. So have your way today, Father, in Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, we've had a lot going on this week here in Dallas, so a lot of shootings and police officers killed and all that stuff. Just racism is at a high, and I come against that in the name of Jesus. Division divides. No matter what it is, no matter what color it is, no matter what the enemy is using, he's going to use it to divide. And, you know, if he can divide, he can conquer. So, and, you know, it all started with our president that many of you voted in. I didn't vote for him. So I want to go on the record for that. But I know God allowed that because he had purpose in him to bring us to this place we're at right now. We're at a point in time to where we're the end times. And it's, what Joel's talked about. You know, he said he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and that's what's going to happen. So that's why the devil is so mad, because he knows he's running out of time. So you have to be mindful, you have to be prayerful, and you have to stay the course. It's not time to quit. It's not time to give up. It's not time to stick your head in the sand. It's time for you to rise above everything, anything that's hindering you, hitting you, holding you, hurting you. Let go of it right now in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to be in Acts chapter 2 tonight. I'm going to start at verse 14. And Peter was one of the 12, but he denied him 3 times. He cut off somebody's ear. You know, he heard from heaven. He got a revelation from heaven, from the Father. And then Jesus was rebuking him, saying, "Satan, get behind me." So, you know, he was fleshy, and we all are. So we hit and miss at best. So I'm never going to think that I'm almighty, that I know everything, that every word that comes out of my mouth is God, because it ain't. Amen? Amen. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words, for these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it came to pass, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and young men shall see visions, and old men shall have dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above the signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great, awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, and you yourselves also know him, being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having lost the pain of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David, saying concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, and he is at my right hand, that I will never be shaken. Therefore, my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You have made me full of joy in your presence. And so I'm going to jump over to 40. And when many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved for this perverse generation," then those who gladly received the word were baptized. In that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them, and they continued to be steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wondered, and signs were done through the apostles. Not now all who believed were together and had all these things in common, and so sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all, and anyone had need. So continuously, daily, with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were to be saved. Amen. So they were in one accord. They were in agreement. They were in one place. They sold all their possessions. They sold all their possessions to support each other, and they shared everything, and they had plenty, and they were happy, and they were joyful. See, the devil don't want us to be unified. The devil wants it just like it is. This world is perverse. This is a perverse generation. They don't want to have nothing to do with God. They just want to have all their perverse stuff, their same-sex marriage, all that stuff. They still want their abortions. Millions of babies have been killed. They're still killing babies. So, you know, this world is a perverse generation that we're living in. It's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah ever thought about being. I'm telling you. So, it's because now it's approved. Everything's okay. You can't say nothing. You can't do nothing because, you know, they got rights, and they do. They all, you know, everybody has a right to do and believe whatever, but because you have the right to believe wrong, it don't make it right. He said, when you're living in the world, when people call good evil and evil good, that's the generation we're in right now. Now, when things go south, they want God. They want God to come and show up and to change it, to fix it, you know. Sometimes he always has used our enemies and things, recorrect us and realign us and get us back on the right path. That's God's thing. That's not me. I didn't do that. I didn't create that. But God will get you, he will get your attention one way or another. So you have to comply. Just like Jesus was attested. He was attested of men. Let's see what that means. Attested, to affirm, to be correct, true, or genuine. To certify the signature of oath. To certify in a official capacity. To supply, to be evidence of. To bear witness, give testimony. He was attested of God, the Father. So what he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And they was tripping. The disciples like, we ain't seen the Father. He said, yeah, you've seen me. You've seen the Father. Because the Father's in me and I'm in him. So if your heart is right with God, when things are going south, when people are dying and being killed in the streets, there's uprival. And things are going chaotic. You have to. You cannot just, you know, let it go. You got to get up and pray. You got to, you know, walk the floor sometimes and pray and start speaking and decreeing things. And God's going to bring it to pass. So That's what he does. That's who he is. He always used people to prayer for intercession. Why? Because it first had to be decreed on earth before he can establish it from heaven to earth. So he needs somebody. He needed Peter. And listen, Peter didn't he didn't do everything right. He did a lot of things wrong. And he was the most passionate of the disciples for Jesus. Once he won him in, and you know, he was hardcore. He was still cutting off people's ears with his sword and stuff. And Jesus said, no. He healed that guy and said, you know, what's up? And so he was doing that. And then Jesus was arrested, he denied him three times. And he told him he was going to do that. He heard from heaven, got a revelation from heaven. Then the next chapter, he denied. He said, no, you're going to Jerusalem. Die. I ain't going to let you do. I'm not going to let you that happen. And he said, get thee behind me, Satan. So, you know, he was hearing from God one chapter. Next chapter, he was being used of the devil to try to stop Jesus from finishing his race, doing what he's putting him to do. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against black people. We wrestle not against white people. We wrestle not against red people. We wrestle not against purple people. We wrestle not against people. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's spirits that, and in their demons, and their spirits that host people. But you got to know that, you know, it's not people. It's not a particular race that we're fighting. You know, we've been there. We've done that, man. You know, we gotta get over that and move forward and quit being so racist. The racism, you know, it's all about white people. It's all about black people. Black lives matter. Yeah, they do. But all lives matter. That's what I'm saying. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing that because it's something I think a white man started, to be honest with you, about black lives. So it's bringing division between the races, trying to get us back to where we were years ago. Now, what would Martin Luther King say if he was alive today? I'm wondering. I bet he's flipping in his grave right now because we've come so far, and now we're going back. We're digressing. We're not progressing. We're digressing. We're going back because and the enemy is bringing division in his people, you know, and killing. You know, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. So all of this stuff that's going on, all the fighting and protesting and all that stuff, what is that? Is that abundant living? No. It's killing, it's stealing, and it's destroying. It's destroying lives and people that have kids and everything else. So it's not police officers. The police officers are not the problem. They're just human beings, and they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to do, you know, they're going to do wrong things too, just like we do. And there's so much pressure and stress on them. I would never, ever want to be a police officer. Can you imagine? You got somebody shooting at you every day. Nobody appreciates you. Just want you to show up and protect them or break them apart or make it right, do whatever, and you don't even appreciate them. They go out and risk their life every day. They don't know if they're coming back home or not and see their kids again or none of that stuff. So it's a hard job, you know. And when other people are running from tragedy, they're running to tragedy. They're going in to protect the people. So, you know, be appreciative of that and know that God's going to do, he's going to use whoever he wants to use. He's going to use people that's going to speak the truth. And just like he did with Peter here, he said, These people are not drunk as you suppose. And he said, and he preached, and he had an altar call, and 3,000 souls were added to the kingdom daily. So we are in revival right now. We are in the season of revival. It's hot and it's ready right now. All you need to do is step up and start speaking and decreeing to this perverse generation and telling them, man, God loves you. He loves you so much so he sent his only son to die on the cross for you, to pay the price for your sins that you can never pay. So you don't have to do nothing but just receive it and know that he loves you and he's got a plan for your life. He's going to bless you. He always has. He always will. So it is what it is. And this world is going south so fast. You know, I can't keep up with it. I can't. And I don't watch news all the time. And don't do that either. Don't sit and watch that stuff over and over again. Get so caught up in the drama. And, they got somebody in a garage. And the people sitting and watch that stuff for hours. And it occupies your mind. Stay focused on the Lord. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray for our country. Pray for, this coming election. Pray for all of that stuff. Start praying it, bathing it in prayer, because this is what the enemy is trying to do with all of this shooting and killing, is trying to distract us from what's really going on behind the scenes. So don't be surprised when you see it. Don't be surprised when it goes south, because God's going to do what he's going to do. And he's going to put the person he wants in there, and it's going to happen. So, and it's going to be a game changer. I think it's coming back. It's coming back. The righteousness of God is coming back, and he's going to, because he established America. When the pilgrims came over, they come to start a Christian nation, and it was founded on principles and the Word of God. So nothing's going to change it. Nothing's going to take it. God's got us. He's got Israel. He's got us. So it is what it is. Don't be discouraged. Don't be distracted. Stay focused. Be prayerful. Be mindful. And be keep your face set like flint. Be ready. Be ready at all times to step up and speak and decree the word of God. When he uses you, he'll use you like that. He'll speak right through you, and he will every day. If you give him a chance and opportunity. Amen? Amen. Well, I guess everybody's out, relaxing or something, because nobody's here tonight. So I'm going to make a short show tonight, because I need to get some rest, to be honest with you. I've been having some issues, and I want y'all to be keeping me in prayer, too. Everybody needs prayer, and I do, too. Please. So if you don't mind, I'm going to call it a day, and we'll see you Tuesday night, all right? God bless you. Peace.